I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. If you're liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down SmackDown on Fox. What's up, everybody? I am Josh Tariff. Gabby out of town this week, but fear not. Filling in for her is our buddy Brian Santos. What is up, sir?
Hello, I am back. And this week I am your resident Sonya Deville fan because she is getting Mandy on her terms. She's getting Mandy. Sorry, Dolph. Sorry, Otis. It's her and Mandy. I'm calling it.
We said that.
Yeah. That's the first of many of these loops that you're going to hear on this week's episode. Over on the other side is Tom. Should I call you Tom the Calm this week?
No. No, just hit my music now. Are we raging right now? Let's start this. Let's start the show.
We're starting right off with a rage?
Okay, this is what happened.
Okay,
this is what we're getting
just going.
Now.
We're just going.
Goldberg.
Yep.
Beats The Fiend.
Yes.
3 minutes with the crappiest jackhammer I've ever seen.
To be fair, the one on The Undertaker was probably worse.
It probably was, but this looked like, at least, The Undertaker's even bigger than The Fiend.
Yeah.
And he could barely get The Fiend up.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Goldberg. Come on, man. You had one time to pick him up. One time you had to do it. Hey, guess what? Last time you complained because it was 150 degrees there. I don't think it was 150 degrees this time, so you can't complain because it was so hot. This match was 3 minutes, you hit four spears, and you couldn't pick this guy up once. Ridiculous. Bull.
I find it crazy that you're raging about the suplex more so than Bray kicks out of a sledgehammer to the face covered in steel steps.
Oh, I'm getting that. That's on my list of things.
But he gets pinned by a suplex.
He kicks out of 17 stomps by Rollins. I don't understand what we're doing here. Hey, WWE, if you want people to watch your product in the future, how about you don't kill your new stars now with old people? Why are we having these old people come in? That's all this show was. Mm-hmm. All old people. A choke slam. One choke slam can pin AJ Styles. One choke slam from The Undertaker. He doesn't even take off his hat. That's what we're getting to now. He can't even take off his hat. At least do a tombstone. AJ Styles is not that heavy. Hey, you can pick him up.
Do you know? But you know why? And you know I'm in complete agreement with you.
Okay.
But the reason why is my 8-year-old nephew FaceTime me as soon as the show ended to yell and scream, enjoy that Goldberg won. That's why they're
guess
doing
what?
It.
He's on my list, your nephew.
No! You will not put my nephew on your rage list.
He is.
How dare
why
you?
Why is he like that? Why does he want Goldberg to win?
Because he likes guys that are strong and beat people quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Put my brother on that list too, because he likes Goldberg also.
Like, I don't understand this. Like, why? I want a story. I want an interesting story leading to WrestleMania. Goldberg's reigns.
Spear versus spear, man.
Doesn't need a title to have that match. Doesn't need a title to have that match. Ridiculous. What else do I have on my list here?
Wrote a list this week?
Yes,
you never write. Wait, you never write a list for your rage.
I know, but listen, that's how inspired I was. And plus, we had a lot of time. I had like 2 hours to do this. I had 3 days before we go on the air. Why is Goldberg like 53 years old?
Because he was born 53 years ago.
I know
that's why he was 53
years old. But he can beat Wyatt, but Daniel Bryan can't, who's like in his 30s. Seth Rollins can't, who's in his 30s. Do you know how old? All right, do you know that Goldberg and Lesnar, their combined age is 95 years old? That's how old our champions are. Like, what is going on here? Like, I don't understand it. And plus, do you think people are going to really tune in because now it's Goldberg and Reigns? Mm-hmm. More than Fiend versus Reigns? No. People aren't going to care. Because guess what? If you didn't watch wrestling before, you're not going to watch it now because Goldberg's back. You're not going to spend money to watch on the network. We can watch one Goldberg match that's 2 seconds long. Because guess what? I'm going to watch it the next day on the Fox app, on Fox on WWE, and it's going to be 3 minutes long, and it's all going to fit in that one little post that they put up, the whole match, because that's what's going to happen, and no one's going to care. And guess what? Reigns is going to win anyway. So it's a waste of a match now. That's not going to main event. So it's just going to be another match on the card. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, great. Now Reigns has the belt. You did a great job They did a great job of building him up for the last year since he's come back. I am a fan of his now. I want him to destroy Goldberg in 2 minutes in this match. I want him to destroy him. I want him to hit one spear, and that's it. One punch, a spear, be done with it. See you, Goldberg. See you again in another 10 years, 20 years, when you beat whoever the next new star is to become champion again. And just ruin WrestleMania for everyone. You're ruining it, Goldberg. You're ruining it.
Well, Brian, thanks for being here today, but we got to wrap up.
All right.
Thanks all for tuning in.
Let me see what anything else on my list. Okay. I'm just saying. Exactly.
My God.
One last thing.
That's the longest one you've ever done.
It is, because I'm very mad about this.
We're coming up on 6 minutes.
Oh my God! You've never done this.
Okay, I'll reach out to you guys.
Just loop it again. Keep looping it.
People are gonna be tuning out of this. They're like, "Oh my God, shut this guy up!"
Actually, the chat roll is loving you, right?
Okay, yes. But listen, why are we not how are we not gonna build stars in the future? Mm-hmm. You spent another year building up Wyatt to do this to him.
Yep.
What do you get out of it? If Reigns beats him, it at least makes more sense. Story-wise, and Reigns even did an interview saying, I'd rather fight The Fiend than Goldberg at WrestleMania. Why are these guys coming back and Goldberg's getting a check. He's getting paid. I get that. But if you love this business and you come back to fight in this business, why are you agreeing to bury these people and just, not give them a chance? And everyone's going to say, it's going to be fine.
It's money.
I know that. I know, but still, you want this business to live on. This business gave to you. Why are you not giving back to the business? Why are you not saying, whoa, that doesn't sound like a good idea. I just beat this guy, and then just so I can lose to this other guy? Come on. It's a waste.
It's a waste.
All right, we can go on now.
Well,
I think I'm done.
Well,
I'm going home. See you guys.
Yeah. Tom cannot speak the rest of the show.
I'm going to have no voice tomorrow.
No. Well, honestly, one of the things that I do think is a reason behind it is because they are still kind of afraid, even though Reigns is certainly getting much more cheers, as you were alluding in that, but they're afraid, he's going to be a main event in Mania again. They're going to start booing him again.
Sure.
Let's put him with someone who we know they're going to rather win. They'd rather have Reigns win than Goldberg.
Listen, they're going to pump in that cheering crowd anyway, so it doesn't matter to people. It doesn't. They're not going to get the whole arena booing him. It's just not going to happen. He gets enough cheers now to where if you're worried, you can't be worried about
20%. Corbin, yeah, they cheer Reigns over Corbin for sure.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, I think
Goldberg's going to get cheered.
Reigns versus Wyatt, the crowd will be cheering for Wyatt. Then they want the crowd to cheer for Reigns.
I get that, but
I'm not saying I want this by any means.
I know.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
I'm also saying that the crowd that goes to Mania is more of a nostalgia crowd.
Sure.
Who I think is good. They're going to boo Reigns. They're going to want Goldberg to win.
Yeah.
So you're shooting yourself in the foot either way. Either way, just let the guy win. He has to just dominate Goldberg. Yeah. He has to. He just has to dominate him. Faster than Lesnar did, faster than anybody has ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Which match is going to be longer, Goldberg and Reigns or Lesnar and McIntyre?
Lesnar and McIntyre.
It'll be longer?
Yeah,
But by how much? I mean, I think both of these matches can be under 5 minutes.
I mean, it has the potential.
I hope it is, so we can have more time for the women.
Yeah, I think it depends on how much Lesnar wants to play with this.
Mm-hmm.
How long Lesnar wants to go.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole thing. I think he seems to want to be in this feud with McIntyre, so I think he'll give it some life and, be there for it.
My bet is 15 minutes, Lesnar McIntyre, under 10, Goldberg Reigns.
You really think it's going to go that long? Well, under 10, I mean, that's the easiest bet in the world to take for Goldberg Reigns.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take under 4.
I mean...
I want 8 seconds because I want Kofi Kingston to not have that smart on his record because...
I agree with you. Like I said, punch, spear, over. It's never going to happen.
By the way, Tom, I do just want to point out our chat roll. Before we were starting, they were saying looking forward to Tom's rage.
Well, I hope you like it.
And then Dang MQ in the chat said it perfectly. He said, if you had the over on Tom's range on Tom's rage, you won.
Yeah, that was definitely the longest.
That was long. So that kind of covered the first segment of the show.
Yeah, there it is.
What do you guys think? Sorry, I'll keep my mouth shut now.
Well, I mean, I'll kind of save my point for the end of the show because it coincides with what happened at the very end.
Okay.
So we'll save that. And mine's not really a rage. Mine's just a fact.
Okay.
I just think that I didn't like the whole "you're next, I'm next" thing. That was dumb. Like, literally, we're getting WrestleMania matches for making statements now. Like,
yeah.
I love Reigns, but that was not it.
Yeah, like four words. Yeah. That's all we got.
Yeah.
And it's not, you're not getting Rock Hogan. Like, that was like, you know, mind blowing to people.
Yeah.
And I think this could have been better. I think Reigns should have said more.
Yeah.
If he did, I think it would have just made me at least be like, because they left it so open-ended, and then you're like two segments later, they come back and go, this match is official now. So it's like,
both their entrances were longer than that promo. So.
Yeah, and, true.
And weren't we supposed to have a match at the Chamber to decide who was going to...
That's what I was thinking.
Sheamus had a promo 2 weeks ago all about being in the Elimination Chamber to win a shot at the Universal title. Apparently, Reigns, you just had to walk in and say, I'm next.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeez. So
he's canceling matches too. He's booking and canceling.
Yeah. Sorry,
he's got a lot of pull around there.
You guys are scratched from the card. So the first match of the night, Bayley and Naomi, rematch from Super Showdown, where Bayley retained the title. She grabbed the microphone at the beginning, saying she shouldn't have to be here right now, but she mentions, I have a friend with me because we're in Boston, and apparently, when you're in Boston, all of the great current wrestlers in Boston all come back. Yeah. They all come back.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks makes her return, and Bayley's taking on Naomi. It's less than a minute before Sasha interferes. Lacey comes down, evens the score, and then apparently the referee, Jessica Carr, somehow, now the referee's like, no, you know what? We're going to have a tag match right now. Since when can a referee... Like, it's not where I've just been informed from the back.
Yes.
It's not like an agent comes out and says something. The referee tells Greg Hamilton, the ring announcer, we're going to have a tag match now. And we have a tag match now.
I mean, they're supposed to be in charge, so.
Well, tonight more so than ever before.
Yes. Ever.
I don't want to make fun of when moves, like, a botch move per se, because it happens, and it's a matter how you back it up with it. But that double plancha at the beginning, where there's a still of it just before Lacey just kind of rolls over the rope onto Bayley. But what I want to give props for on it was Bayley still got in position to make it look like it hit her, and Naomi still went in position where then she was celebrating with Lacey. It's like, yeah, we nailed that. We got that.
Yeah.
Like, so you still sold it like you nailed it when you clearly didn't, but that happens. No one's perfect.
Yes.
It's okay.
But that's got to be hard also because you're both pulling a rope.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'll give it to you about Bayley though. You said that a testament to Bayley with that whole Carmella match, but I think it is true that like she was able to kind of like make things work or make things happen. Like I think she did the same thing in that Carmella match with Carmella's suicide dive. Mm-hmm. Carmella was a little bit low and she caught her, so I feel like that's kind of a similar situation. She's like, oh, gotta one, be safe to help to protect them, and then two, to just make sure it doesn't look super botched.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Sunset flip by Naomi on Bayley. She gets to win. So on Sasha's return, they lose. And Naomi builds momentum to we don't know what.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what.
We got to get past the chamber first.
Yeah. But we don't know what's happening at the chamber.
Next week.
We'll find out next week for the chamber. That's 3 days or 2 days later. Kofi versus Robert Roode. Kofi and Big E lost the tag titles at Super Showdown. We'll get to Miz and Morrison a little later. A brilliant move by Robert Roode in here. So he was out of the ring and by Big E. When Ziggler is distracting the ref, Roode kicks the steps and acts like he got thrown into them.
Viva la raza.
The referee then turns. It's like, what happened here? Big E's like, I didn't do anything. The ref says, I heard... You got thrown. I heard the stairs. You're out of here. How many times has the referee somehow magically not heard chair shots. Not heard people go through tables. Not heard a tag made because they need to see it.
Yeah.
But this referee apparently has superpowers. It says, nope, even though I didn't see it, I believe it. You're gone. No one is, apparently the refs are running rampant this week. Because that's back-to-back matches where they're just controlling their own thing.
I liked what Rude did, though.
I love the idea. Yeah. I love the idea. I'm surprised it hasn't been done more often.
Yeah.
So Big E gets thrown out. There's a point where Ziggler gets Robert Roode's foot on the rope, which the ref could clearly see, but didn't do anything about that. But Ziggler's then distracting Kofi. Roode rolls him up, gets the pin. Roode and Ziggler are celebrating, and then they cut to the back on a monitor where Mandy and Sonya are watching. Ziggler's not even in the match.
That was so funny.
He is standing at the ringside, but they just want to get a good look at him out there, and they're nodding in approval.
Well, she said, like, oh, your man looks good tonight. Yeah.
And I saw Mandy's face. She was torn. I think she's still torn, and I think she's torn about Otis and Sonya. Ziggler is just, like, a little, like, fluff, so.
Oh, God.
Hashtag Ziggler fluff. And this immediately goes into Otis sobbing in the back with Tucker. Otis looks like he has not showered since last week.
No, yeah. He looks real distraught.
He looks real distraught. By the way, if he's in the arena and Mandy's in the arena, the backstage ain't that big. You can find her and talk things out.
Yeah, meet her at catering, meet her at Gorilla, meet her anywhere.
Right. There are plenty of spaces where, like, oh, hey, can I just chat with you just for a minute? All right. Neither of us are wrestling on the show, so we got time. As I lost my voice. So Otis is just like, something doesn't feel right. And Tucker, trying to be a good friend. And he's just like, sometimes, I hate to say it, but the guy just doesn't get the girl.
Heart.
You might just have to let Mandy go. But you know who loves you? The WWE Universe. And next week, we're going to have a match so you can go visit them again. Because apparently he can't have matches while he's in love.
And guess what, Otis? Sorry. The WWE Universe does not have a body like Mandy.
Collectively, no. That is accurate.
Sorry, man.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm so confused, but in a good way, with this story. This is easily the most captivating story of all that's happening on SmackDown.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it plays out.
For sure, yeah. I don't know what it's leading to. Is it leading to Mania?
I mean, I have a crazy prediction, which shortly, once something else is announced, I'll be able to reveal it.
Ooh. Okay.
That is what we call a tease in the biz, guys. We have a contract signing for the Intercontinental Championship because, remember, that exists. So Braun and Nakamura are having a contract signing, and Braun, before he signs, is like, I don't care what it says. I can fight all three of you if needed. And he signs, and Sammy's like, oh. I mean, you just said it. Mm. I can make referendums and adjustments.
Like, he can do that
to the contract. And now, just like that, it's a 3-on-1 handicap match for the Intercontinental Championship.
I wish, if anything, he would have got Renee to like sign and be like, you're a witness, can you sign this? Like, that this happened.
Yeah, well, you said like, go get it notarized. Like,
yeah,
no.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's like, no, you don't understand. A notary has to physically be there with you when you sign.
He should just been like, you signed, you're a witness to this happening.
So I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, I miss a GM on SmackDown at this point, because everyone is between the wrestlers to the refs to whoever.
Greg Hamilton.
To Greg Hamilton. They're just doing whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's, I'm actually excited for this, because if you really take a step back from all this, just think if they all pin him at the same time. And that's how this match ends.
Yeah.
We could potentially go into WrestleMania and have one of the best matches ever of Cesaro versus Nakamura versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. Do you? I mean, granted, we're never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen. So I'm living in a pipe dream. But I'm just saying. Well, in my dream,
if we got Goldberg and Reigns, there's gonna be more time for other matches.
Yes. Well, yes. But I mean, just think that could.
Yeah.
The Zayn Nakamura match from years ago
was great.
Was amazing. Cesaro is amazing. Cesaro and Sami Zayn had some amazing matches.
Yes. Cesaro and Braun had a great match like a month or so ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think that would be awesome if it leads to that.
Yeah.
Or it leads to, like, I think it's probably going to be a Fatal 4-Way, if anything. Like, I just think it'd be very interesting if they all pin him at once.
Where did Elias go?
I don't know.
He's been in the thick of all this, and all of a sudden gone.
Yeah.
But with this, I wouldn't be surprised if just Sammy wins the Intercontinental Championship and now starts bragging.
They help, and he's the one that pins him.
Right, and he's the one who ends up pinning. But like it's almost like a double cross, and Nakamura and Cesaro then get angry at him.
Yeah,
and leads to some of what you're saying.
That's what I think. I think it's going to lead to like them infighting of like, no, I'm the champion. No, I'm the like we all like I was I whoever's on the like the bottom pinning is like I know I was the first one to pin him, so I'm the champion.
Yeah. I think we should book too, because if referees Greg Hamilton and superstars are booking, we can book too.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that idea.
Dan O'Brien versus Curtis Axel. Drew Gulak's on commentary again. No one is taking this seriously because we haven't really seen Drew Gulak win anything with Dan O'Brien. Mm-hmm. But I am loving this because all of a sudden, here's Curtis Axel, a guy we haven't seen on TV in forever. And he nearly beats Daniel Bryan because of the guidance of Drew Gulak. And Gulak is trying to coach him. He listens to some things that he doesn't listen to. Bryan gets the upper hand then at that point. And Daniel Bryan gives a stare down after he hit the LaBelle lock and got the win. But it's just like, hey, it does feel odd. You know, you're saying right now, okay, it's going to be Daniel Bryan and Gulak? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be Gulak is going to be managing some big guy that we don't know who yet, and that's going to be the guy to really take on Daniel Bryan, like a Killer Cross or something along those lines.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be Gulak.
I would, too.
I think that would be a great match. I think it'd be a technical masterpiece.
Yeah.
I think either leading up to Mania, like, he keeps bringing people out to fight Daniel Bryan, and Daniel Bryan finally just goes, why don't you fight me? Like, if you think you could beat me, fight me. And then he pins him. He's going to beat Daniel Bryan on a SmackDown
to lead to that Mania match.
Yeah.
Submission match, maybe.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Yes, please.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Man, we are booking the best WrestleMania ever.
There it is.
Screw this Reigns. All right, they could keep Reigns and Goldberg, but I want this WrestleMania. We're booking.
Miz and Morrison come out. Like I said, you're new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Hey, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, what did I say on this show?
That they were going to win the tag team title.
We hate to say we told you so, but ladies and gentlemen, we told you so!
They're coming out with a celebration. They're doing their chant. Mm-hmm. Miz and Morrison, hey, hey, ho, ho.
I cringe so hard.
Miz and Morrison, hey, hey, ho, ho. I can't believe people in the crowd started doing that. I'm almost ashamed to be from Massachusetts when I heard the Boston crowd start doing that chant with them. So then they're just in the middle of celebrating. They said they're going to be the tag team champions for a long, long time, blah, blah, blah. Referee runs down. The way he ran, I thought someone jumped the barricade or something, because all of a sudden in the back you see a ref just sprint. And no, now he's talking to Greg Hamilton. And... letting him know, announce when they're going to be defending the titles. Okay, against who? Five teams. Like, you see him saying five teams. Like, what? So, it's announced that at Elimination Chamber, in a week, Miz and Morrison will defend the tag titles against The New Day, The Usos, Ziggler and Rude, Heavy Machinery, and Lucha House Party inside the chamber. One thing I want to bring up real quick. Notice the team that they left out.
Wait, it said it's the New Day?
New Day, Uso, Ziggler, Rude, Heavy Machinery, and Lucha House Party with Miz and Morrison.
I'm trying to think what other teams
are. Yeah, I'm trying to think who else is in that locker room.
Which means that they did their job because you guys forgot about the Revival.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're like, who knows what's happening. There's some stuff happening with them.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point. They wanted to just everyone forget about them. So this means either they're on the way out or they're secretly wanting you to think that and they're going to build something big for them to have
a big
run.
Were also with Braun and Elias, too. They were helping them.
Yeah, they were doing random stuff.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah. Corbin, yeah. Ziggler,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they've kind of disappeared.
I mean, those guys should just go. like they clearly... WWE is not doing anything with them.
Yeah,
so
they're very unhappy.
but so you know how I gave that tease maybe like 10 minutes ago on what I think would happen?
Yeah.
So here it is. Since we're talking about the Tag Team Elimination Chamber match, I want Ziggler and Rude to win the tag titles.
Mm-mm.
I have to say, mm-mm.
But ladies and gentlemen, because, well,
we told you
we'll play that again in a week or so. Because then when they win that, they will defend the titles against Heavy Machinery.
Okay.
At WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania, Mandy and Sonya and obviously Tucker's there because he's in the match. Mandy and Sonya are going to be ringside. And we're going to get the fallout. We're going to see who turned on who. Mm. Will Otis get the girl? Mm. Will Sonya get the girl? Will Tucker double cross best friend? Will Rude double cross Ziggler because he's kind of there?
Yeah.
we don't know. But that could lead to that, even though New Day, Usos, Miz and Morrison, we know that tag match would be so much more entertaining.
Yeah.
This would be much better for a story.
Yeah, but I feel like we're still going to get that match. It's just not going to be for the titles.
I mean, I'm fine with that, too.
Oh, I think we're going to get I think it's going to be...
Just a singles match?
Just a singles.
Well, that would be on kickoff, then.
Ziggler and
Matt. You're not going to have Ziggler and Otis on WrestleMania?
Why not?
In a one-on-one match?
Why not?
Well, if they give a stipulation and book it, like, winner gets Matt's heart. I really hope they do not do that.
Mandy in a shark cage.
Oh, God. I just
yeah,
know
no. No. No shark cage.
This is going to be Mandy's biggest WrestleMania moment. It's so sad. It's so sad. I don't mean that. I don't want that to happen. Yes. Go ahead.
Sorry, just that they could be in the women's tag team title match. And just think, if it was for the tag team, all four of them could be tag team champs.
Interesting. I like that too.
There you go.
Yeah. And then hopefully they break up for their storyline next WrestleMania. Still hoping for that one.
Just have it go for a whole year.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, so Miz and Morrison are taking on the Usos now in a tag team match. Mm. In the midst of the match, we have another one of those little glitches. Mm. Now, we were talking about last week, the rumors are the glitches for Killer Cross, are they for Mustafa Ali? This one made me super confident it's for Mustafa Ali.
Same. The light was like
because,
it for me.
Because the light matched the circle that's on his hand.
Yeah.
So, what it means still as far as what he's going to do when he returns, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm now like 99% convinced.
But it's also
Mustafa
weird
Ali.
That, I mean, they've kind of happened during... It happened during a tag match last week, and now it happened during a tag match this week. It probably means nothing, so whatever.
Yeah, I think it's just.
I don't know why I even brought that
up. I think it's just random times on it, and the fact that the commentators have yet to acknowledge it.
No, I like that. I think they should. Like, I think it they should because in NXT they did like when Velveteen Dream came back, they kept showing that the circles or whatever, and it was just like. Oh, that was just random. That was right. You know what I mean?
It's totally invisible to the audience.
Yeah.
So, well, what I don't want is because this reminds me back to mid-2000s when we had the whole issue with Edge and Lita and Matt Hardy. And Matt Hardy would somehow like periodically like get on camera and security would be pulling him away and stuff. And the commentators were so silent during it. Then when he was finally announced as being signed, all of a sudden they were like, we've seen him over these last few weeks. So what I just don't want is all of a sudden, with whoever it is, I don't want them to be like, we were wondering what those glitches were these last few weeks.
I don't think they would, though.
It's happened
before.
I don't know.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. So, I mean, this is a fun tag team match between the two. I love how just complete random... We have a freaking Canadian destroyer from the second rope.
Simone destroyer, okay.
Well, whatever. Petey Williams does not get enough credit. And I'm giving it to him right now, damn it. Because now his move is treated as much as a snapmare.
That's crazy. I mean, I can't believe that it's not just like.
I liked it. I actually liked it because I also don't like the double Uso splash. I think it's pointless. Like, one of them always hits a person's legs, and I'm like, what is that doing? Does that help?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I think it was cool that they changed it.
It's harder to kick out when you hit the legs.
I guess. But yeah, I liked how they introduced that, and I guess it's interesting they've been in the Performance Center.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the move looked great. Mm. It was just crazy to think that they did that. And then an Uso splash. Yeah. It's like, which move looked more devastating?
Yeah.
But I think it was a way to, at least more of a definitive way, I think, mm-hmm. to end the match. Because I think a splash is like, everyone could do a splash.
For sure.
And it's not like they're like Yokozuna size, and, mm-hmm. you know.
But they've been doing splash for like 10 years.
And I know. And I think that's fine. It's believable for them doing it. Because it's like, okay, it's like what they've been doing. But it's a good setup. I don't like that Ms. Morrison lost after just winning the belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that made no sense.
Like, it makes, like, I don't, they should have cheated to win this match and then been like, oh, well, how are they, maybe they're going to cheat to win it, you know, Elimination Chamber.
Yes.
It's like, how are they going to beat five teams when they just lost to one?
Exactly, yes.
Because, you know, they're champions now. And in non-title matches, we all know champions never win.
Yep. Just like Bayley lost.
Well,
it was a tag match, but she didn't.
But she still got pinned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So main event promo, because that's what tonight was. John Cena.
Who?
Oh, you know, he's your all-time favorite wrestler.
I know that. Yeah, he's back. No.
What the hell was that?
That was an owl.
It was a who?
Literally me when John Cena came back. As the number one Nikki Bella fan, I'm so sorry.
So, Cena is excited. Clearly, it's been a while since he's done that, because for the first couple minutes of his promo, totally out of breath. I mean, he throws a lot of energy in it. I mean, mm-hmm. it's true. But obviously, if you haven't done it for a long time, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah.
This is tiring. And so he's like, so what am I going to do at this year's WrestleMania? Well, I'm going to do what everyone wants. We want to see the future, which is why we have Goldberg and Lesnar in the damn main events.
So true.
So I'm going to step away and let the young guys have their opportunity.
Because he's smart.
Because he's a noble man.
Yes.
This isn't goodbye, even though he's starting to cry. I'll see you soon. Thank you. He then starts heading up the stage, salutes. Lights go out, lights back up. The Fiend standing right behind him. Amazing camera work.
Yes.
Because the camera's just on Cena, and then it tilts just to the side, and there's the Fiend.
Yeah.
And then Cena turns, stares at the Fiend. Instead of the Fiend just attacking Cena like he's done everyone else, points at the WrestleMania sign. Lights go out, back up, Fiend's gone.
Oh, my God.
And Cena did the little cap nod. That nod is supposed to be a respect thing. Like, that's how it is in sports.
Yeah.
So, we all just took it as he's accepting the challenge. So, he just went back on everything he just said in this promo. So,
what is happening with the Fiend? Like, was it before he was booked as like this huge monster that is undefeatable and never runs away from a challenge? And this last few weeks, like Goldberg, now John Cena, he's just like saying hi and running away. Like, why is he vanishing? Like, he's supposed to be the one that's instilling fear, not running away.
Yeah. I thought this was, as much as the Goldberg Reigns was lame, this was worse. This was way worse, I thought, watching it. Because exactly. What we want the Fiend to do is be scary.
Yeah.
We want to know, oh my God, this guy is so unpredictable. Mm-hmm. We don't know what he's gonna do. He just shows up and just starts attacking people.
I would have loved, because again, I thought that camera shot was perfect.
Yes, me too.
Cena then turns and they have that awkward few seconds where they're staring at each other. And then I just wanted Bray to charge a mandible claw.
Yes.
Knock him out.
Uh-huh.
And you can how he has him down, but then you have the sign in the background above him.
I wanted him to attack him and do the mandible claw, and then him take Cena's arm and point it at WrestleMania.
That is psychotic, but I love
it. because I just wanted him to, like, we need a reason for Cena to have this match with him. Mm-hmm. He just comes off the worst loss he's had, the first loss he's had, in you know, losing the title. I like he. Why is he not just so psychotic that he doesn't care what he's doing?
Well,
he just is attacking. Like I wanted to be like a brutal, brutal attack. Where you're like he. I wanted the lights to go off and him like either him and Cena are there and then they're gone and the lights come back on and then they're like down in the ring and he's still got him like just how like almost they like transported somehow like just crazy stuff happening. I wanted to go like. Full bore, like we gotta go crazy with this guy now because he is insane. Because he lost the only thing he cares about now.
Now, and you're bringing up the point, the big point that I actually wanted to make.
Okay, go ahead, you go. Sorry,
no,
I talked enough this show.
No. Yeah, Tom, Tom won't be here next week because he's already spoken enough.
I'm getting everything I want in now. Get all my stuff in.
So, several months ago, they got rid of the whole rematch clause thing. Since that has gone away, for the most part, when a guy loses the WWE or Universal title, they just forget it ever happened.
Which makes no sense.
Right, right. I agree. So, I mean, it's happened with Kofi. It's clearly happened with Bray. We've seen it happen with...
Seth Rollins, kind of, too.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen, not just, like, also, like, the Women's Championship. Who was feuding before Lacey with Bayley? I'm drawing a blank now. But that just kind of went away and was like, all right, we'll just move on with my life. And so all of a sudden, here's Bray forgetting that he just got embarrassed and lost for the first time. But now I'm going to take on Cena, where the storyline of Cena versus Bray with the championship, we don't want part-timers in the championship matches. I get that. I'm not saying I'm for it. But WrestleMania, you know you're going to get things of that nature to bring the casual fans in to watch. But if you had Cena in that match... Hold on, hear me out. If you had Cena in the title match with Bray, Bray's still champion, Cena's going for it, you have the history that the two of them had when Bray first started and got the Mania loss. You have the story of Cena trying to make history and be the 17-time champion. You have a backstory. You have no one stopped him yet. Can the guy who has seemed to overcome every odd be the guy to stop him? Yes or no? Who knows? Yeah, it's a part-timer, but you know what? The stories are there. The stories are not there with Goldberg Reigns. It's Spear versus Spear. Again, not against... I'm fine with them having a match. It's just the championship doesn't make sense there. Makes much more sense over there with Bray and Cena. And that would make things so much... That one change, if the title was still around Bray's waist, these two segments would have entirely different opinions on from this show.
Like, I just feel like the fans would still get kind of what they want. Where it's like, we want to see Goldberg and Reigns. I'm not saying it's not that I could care less. Like,
same here.
Even if it wasn't for the belt, after seeing Goldberg's performance again, I'm sorry, Goldberg, hang it up. It's not working for you. It's just not like we get it. Father time comes for everyone. Your time is up, man. And guess what?
My time is now.
And I agree with you. The whole everything. I wish they would, if anything, which I think they're going to get into later, it's going to be like a segment with Bray in the Funhouse of like Cena being like, you know, he never forgets what happened. Like, and it's like, like adding the whole thing before of like, first off, Bray should have beat him last time when it happened. But I also think.
Was that 30?
Yeah, 30, yes, 30? Yes. But I also think Cena respects the business and appreciates it. And I think, I mean, I'm hoping that he goes, this guy better beat me at WrestleMania because I want to be able to come back. Like, why would I beat him? If I'm going to leave to go and film another movie, what does a win for me do? Especially now, because I have no reason to fight for the belt.
Yeah.
That's why I think at least we needed him to attack Cena.
For sure.
Because at least Cena would have wanted some revenge.
Yes.
The respect doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't.
Because it's not like they've... had this amazing feud for years and years and years.
Right, right.
They had like really one match probably together.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had those, right? They had like that trip. They had the Mania one.
Oh, then they won.
Then they
after,
had that Cage one with the yes. with the creepy choir yes, of kids.
Yeah. So they've had a bunch, but yeah. So they at least had a feud.
They had a feud, but it wasn't like a year. It wasn't like is one of his all time rivals yes. or anything like that. Like
that's
Order
more,
exactly. Edge.
That's more Reigns and Wyatt. Even that makes more sense. Yes. Because they have so much history.
Sure. Yeah, they had the Hell in a Cell match. They've had a lot of history.
Sure.
Together.
So all of these make sense except for the real one.
So, say if Wyatt wins, does John Cena go back to his Dr. Thugonomics gimmick, or does he go back to his ruthless aggression, tights and boots?
He goes back to Jimmy Fallon to promote his next movie.
Yes.
And acts like he's not a wrestler anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
None of the above.
Yeah, I don't
know.
None
of the above,
yeah.
But I completely agree with you on that, too. And I wasn't a big Ronda Rousey fan, but I respect her in that sense that she knew she was walking away, and why would she win, you know?
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Like, she gave it to Becky, who was completely over, and she put her over even more, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully this happens to the both of them, both Reigns and Wyatt, that they get a win, because I don't want John Cena to come back, and also I don't want Goldberg to come back, so...
Yeah.
Well, too bad.
To me, it just makes it seem very predictable.
Sure.
Like even if it was Reigns and Wyatt, it would be predictable. But I could also see them like, let's just throw a curveball and have Wyatt keep it, and then you know what I mean. I think why are we like making it the be all end all that Reigns always has to win at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
And why does Wyatt not care that he lost the title?
That's I don't know. So I know. Huge, yeah. I know. I mean, granted, we didn't see like a Firefly Funhouse. We saw the Fiend. We didn't see Wyatt.
Right.
That's the only thing that's hard because the Fiend doesn't talk.
True.
Because I would have made it be like he had the mandible claw on him, and he's like, "I'll never forget." You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We'll never forget.
But do you see next week? We'll probably have a Firefly Funhouse. Uh-huh. Do you see, in this case, now that this happened, Bray talking about Goldberg?
No.
No, he's just going to talk about Cena.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, I was never champion.
Yeah. That's so true.
All that stuff I did with Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan and Miz never happened.
Yeah, like, it's weird. It makes no sense. I don't get the idea of, like, let's just forget that he's champion.
Yeah, even 1 week of, well, I guess they couldn't because they had to bring John Cena back at Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey,
but
represent. But represent Massachusetts.
Even that 1 week of just in this week acknowledging the Firefly Funhouse that Bray was champion, he's lost. He doesn't know who his next challenger is, or whatever the case may be, and then maybe starting the feud this week before EC. But just jumping straight in, not even acknowledging that he lost or that Goldberg ended his career, basically. I'm so sorry, Bray. So sorry, Bray, but. Yeah, so I think that would have been a better plan. And again, we are booking the show.
Yeah. But if you want to watch our WrestleMania, tune in here.
Yeah, you want to watch ours, tune in here. But we all know that WrestleMania this year is clearly now going to end with... I texted this to you, Tom. WrestleMania is going to end this year with Goldberg, Cena, Undertaker, and Reigns, and Lesnar all holding hands... Raising
no,
together in victory.
Not
oh, Reigns wasn't in there.
No,
that's right, because he's too young. So it's just Lesnar, Goldberg, Cena, and Undertaker. Just on all four corners posing.
Yep. And then we as fire WrestleMania. Up that Evolution music.
Yeah. Hopefully they walk out in retirement.
And then we get ready for Mania in LA the next year.
Yes.
Which will be Reigns and... Hogan. I'm calling it now. I'm calling it. Reigns versus Hogan, Mania next year.
God.
Super Showdown next February.
Why?
Hulk Hogan is going to beat.
Ooh, why did you bring this into the universe?
Who's
going to
beat? Wait.
He's
going to
beat.
I can't think of someone.
Daniel Bryan will be champion.
He's
going
to beat Drew McIntyre.
And Daniel Bryan will lose to Kevin Nash. What else we got?
Listen, maybe Scott Hall will show up with his taser.
Yeah.
At least that'll help Reigns.
Ricochet. Okay. Who is he going to lose to? Ricochet will lose to Big Show.
Charlotte versus John Cena for John Cena's 17th title.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We should wrap up because now we're just getting stupid here. All right. So, Tom, if you want to continue your rage, because I'm sure you got more on your list.
Yeah.
How can people react to your rages?
My list is like 3 pages long. You can find me at Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central.
All right. Bryant.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at TheBryantSaunders, and also on The Good Trouble and Katie Keene After Show.
All right, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Tariff. ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Got a new shirt up there for Jeff Peanut Butter, my Wrestling for Wrestling character, where the latest episode, where they celebrated my birthday, is airing on Twitch.tv/Wrestling for Wrestling this coming Thursday night. And for all other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly and Brian Santos, I'm Josh Tariff. We will see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.